Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we're always interested to hear news about clinical medical trials that may help to restore people's vision, even if that might just be a small increase. And it was great to hear the news about a lady in her 80s who has dry age-related macular degeneration, who has been given a bionic eye implant as part of a European-wide medical trial. And I'm now joined here on Connect Radio by Mahi Mukit, the consultant for Moorfields Eye Hospital, who implanted the bionic chip into Bionic Nana, as her grandchildren call her, to find out more. Hello, Mahi, and welcome to Connect Radio.
Hi there, Toby. Thank you for the invitation.
This UK first with the bionic eye chip implant sounds very exciting and is a little bit sci-fi too. Mahi, would you be able to give me an outline of how all the technology works and how the trial came about?
Yes, sure. So the condition we're speaking about is dry age-related macular degeneration, the dry form where it's called geographic atrophy, where the centre of the retina is absent, and that leads to blindness in that particular eye over time. The device was developed in Stanford University probably about 7 or 8 years ago, Professor Planker's laboratory, and has been tested over the years and now developed by a French company called Pixium Vision, which is a startup tech company based in Paris. They've taken the chip and also developed the other parts of the essentially bionic vision system, where the chip connects to a pair of glasses and the glasses are connected to a pocket computer. So all those different components make up the bionic vision system. So there was an original trial done in France, but probably almost now 4 years ago, that I was involved with five patients. And that's where we initially tested the actual chip inside the eye. And that showed that the chip was safe, and also started to show results with vision, the visual acuity in patients. So that confirmed everything from the laboratory and that it was safe, that we had now moved on to a much larger trial. So Moorfields is a trial we started end of last year, and this was my first patient who would be implanted with the Prima bionic chip. And then it requires an operation called a vitrectomy, which is a very common operation done in all eye units. And then there's a specialized technique during the vitrectomy surgery where the microchip is implanted at the center of the macula. And then the process was that she had some standard eye drops after surgery to let the eye settle over about a month or so. And then recently she came up where we actually tested the device and switched the device on to show it's fully operational. So that's where we are at this point.
And at the moment, do you know how much of Bionic Nana's vision has been restored and what she's able to see so far?
So at this point, she is in year one of the trial. So doing the operation is obviously a major step, but a very important part of the clinical trial is the rehabilitation. So we have specialized technicians and trainers that will help her to use the system, and then we'll start to establish what she can see. And we'll start to know those results during the clinical trial. So we can't obviously reveal anything at this stage other than the fact that she is now going through the rehab process where she visits Moorfields each week to have this specialised training.
Is there sort of possibility in the future that this technology would be able to restore people's vision who have dry age-related macular degeneration to enable them to do those things that they obviously can't do at the moment because of the condition?
Yeah, so certainly that's the aim of this technology. The technology is aiming to give patients who are blind a significant improvement in the quality of their life and quality of their vision, and importantly, level of vision. So the results so far that I can tell you is that the original trial we published showed that patients could actually recognize letters and groups of words consistently with the system switched on. So essentially, where there's nothing there, you could start to pick up letter and word recognition, which was a good step forwards, because I think previous attempts trying to use a bionic system in age-related macular degeneration didn't really work at all, with no significant improvements for patients' quality of vision. So this is definitely a step forwards. And then more recently, the researchers in Paris and the US have published a paper in Nature, one of the Nature journals, it's a leading medical journal, and they've taken a further look at the patients to see what potentially they could see. So the way the system works is that the glasses have a video camera system over the implanted eye that then captures the visual scene. That's then projected through a small pocket computer, which refines the image and cleans the image. And then those signals from the pocket computer are simultaneously beamed inside the eye to the microchip. And then using near infrared light, the chip then processes those signals and then uses the adjacent existing retinal cells. And then the physiology of the eye helps to generate signals which head down the optic nerve to the brain. And then that's projected to the patient. The patient can obviously start to sort of look at objects and letters. However, there are other components in the system where you can actually, for example, zoom in on an image. There are different things you could do. And this Nature paper demonstrated, I think it was within the last 2 weeks, that patients could actually achieve letters on a chart almost a third of the way down, which is quite significant. It's never been shown before. So that's certainly which patients want to hear about. People often refer to vision and eye clinics on a chart of letters. So the range was that the best a patient could see was at least a third of the way down the chart. So I think now we're in a much bigger trial. These are the sort of things we'll be looking at in much more detail. So I think it's certainly very positive news coming out.
And it all sounds very exciting, as we mentioned earlier on. But Mahui, we must also state that this is a trial and very much, I suppose, in the early stages of the technology. And maybe there is a very long way to go with everything, but there is hope for people in the future, maybe sort of 10, 15 or 20 years.
I certainly think so. I mean, I think with this particular trial and the actual device and how it's implanted, it's very different from other types of implants used by the companies. I was involved with another type of device for the same company, and it took about 4 or 5 hours to do the surgery. And that often cannot be adopted fully to NHS system. You want to have something which is much more rapidly accessible. So this operation could take less than 2 hours, probably faster. And that's more attractive to surgeons and also makes it much more accessible to patients. So when you come to the NHS and the regulatory authorities in the UK, all of these aspects are built in, as well as the clinical trial results, to try and demonstrate the benefit for patients. So I think certainly it's looking positive, but again, it's the clinical trial. We have to wait and see how everything goes. You know, these are all from previous studies, so let's look forwards.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Mahui Mukit from Moorfields Eye Hospital, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we hope maybe to hear more news in the not too distant future.
Many thanks again. My pleasure as always. Thank you.